It's a joy to see all of you awakened, enlightened, carefree yogis, avadutas. Fully realized in your true nature and abiding in the sovereign freedom of total consciousness. Yogis are those who have left behind any interest in the chattering mind of the ego and pay full attention to the eloquent word of God that is spoken in the stillness. And transmitted along with that wisdom is the power and the light and the love and the joy of total, absolute, eternal being. This is the moment to be free of all the illusory bondages that hold those who are ignorant of their true nature in a state of anxiety and internal conflict and darkness. And our function is to bring the light into that darkness, and to free those who are still enslaved to the ego dynamic of self-sabotage. By providing that vibrational frequency to which all who yearn to attune to the Supreme Presence may perceive and may resonate with, so that the grace of freedom enables all of the chains of karma to fall away. It is this work of bringing freedom to those who seek it through the simple emanation of the power of our own freedom that gives the inspiration and support of the heart of those who had fallen into despair and self-doubt, and who are with the presence of that influx of power that they receive just through your simple emanation of the energy of your true nature into the morphogenic field. By attuning to that, they gain the key and the power to release themselves from the bondage of a negative narrative that creates a hell realm in the mind and obscures the presence of the luminous power to make your own mind into a heavenly realm, because that is its true nature. And you have the absolute freedom to choose what kind of a taste that your mind will produce, because that taste will be projected into the world, and the quality of your consciousness will produce the quality of your world and your destiny in that world. And so the taste must be of the ultimate delicious nature of the nectar of immortality, that irresistible flavor that is filled with grace and complete satisfaction. But if there is any lingering sourness or bitterness or astringency or any taste of a feeling of lack or a feeling of entitlement to dominate or a feeling of the rightfulness to withdraw from the whole and serve only the ego and its needs, all of that violates the truth of your own being and creates a rupture with the grace that is the inherent quality of your essential nature. So why obscure that nature? Why retreat from grace into the hell realm of ego discourse when simply through the silent presencing of consciousness as your reality, all of the potencies of that infinite power of intelligence become activated and actualized as a shift in the trajectory of your destiny to its ultimate fulfillment in the minimum of time, so that the fruit ripens to perfection and is able to be served to the world in this last feast of the Last Supper of reality before the final moment of return to the zero point. And this is the joy of the satyogis who are catering that final banquet of redemption and serving and enjoying. Because we have mastered the culinary art of producing the flavor of grace and sharing it with the world in every form of creative beauty and exquisite offerings of love, of joy, of compassion, of wisdom, and of recognition of the divinity abiding at the core of every being in the luminous jewel of supreme consciousness. We are to become connoisseurs of that jewel of divine presence. And only if the jewel in our own third eye shines with infinite brightness can we perceive through the darkness of the ego field the Buddha nature shining in all of its glory as a reflection of our own power to perceive. It is this activation and actualization of our potential that brings the fulfillment that enables us to graduate from this level of the Buddha field of reality into those transcendent, angelic, and divine realms where the absolute knowledge is able to produce inconceivable and miraculous effects in the creation of entire cosmic cycles of perpetual enjoyment. And it is the perpetual within the eternal that enlightens that which had been intermittent to become all-containing. You contain the dream, you contain the dreamer, and you contain the entire plot of the dreamer's concept of the evolution of reality from light to dark and back to light again through every possible rainbow color imaginable by consciousness beyond the limits of the five sensory modalities. It is that complete creative freedom unknowable to the mere human level of consciousness that awaits us, that calls us, that wants to be animated by our own absorption in its ultimate power to withdraw the field of manifestation into itself and re-emanate it in its perfect expression of its fulfilled essence. May we not hesitate to engage in this divine undertaking that is the mission which God has called us to fulfill by manifesting as the self that is the knower, the known, and the knowing of itself. In the freedom from all worldly desire, from all intention to grasp, to control, or to dictate, in the complete surrender to the will of God, the great dramatist who is unfolding our fates in the most benevolent way. Through that very act of abiding in accord with all that manifests, both mentally and within the sensory realm, the power of beauty and truth are able to emerge from within the obscuration of the illusory projections of the collective egos that have stained the field with their desires and their fears that now must come to fruition in the field of karma. And yogis must be free of that field so that the white light can completely dissolve all of those stains and return the luminous fabric of reality to its total cleanliness and enable its original nature to once again unfold before us as a world of infinite beauty and grace. Satyuga awaits our discovery that can only follow our creation of that through creating a mini paradise that is the love we share in total unity with all. May you know and feel the peace and serenity of the heart that has been fully surrendered to the will and the presence of God in adoration and in joy and without resistance or hesitation to give all to the source of our being for renewal. And may you know the deeper peace of the reception of that grace that shatters the ego and releases all of the darkness from the unbearable repression of the subconscious and cleans out the Augean stables of the lower mind and frees the horses of our will to transcend into the sky of divine mind and free all beings from the fetters of body consciousness. And may we know the supreme, absolute Shanti of the total realization of the union of Shiva and Shakti, of dreamer and dream, in the bliss of the absorption in the vibrational frequency of absolute love. Namaste.
Namaste.